Hello, everyone. Our subject today is the God of all comfort. I'd like to read two verses from 2 Corinthians 1:3 and 1:5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. John Wesley once said, "Mercies are the fountain of comfort. Comfort is outward expression of mercy." Yeah, God shows mercy in the affliction itself. He gives comfort both in and after the affliction. Therefore is the term the God of all comfort. Oh, what a great God we have who walks with us every step of the way to comfort us in all our tribulations. He that has experienced all kinds of afflictions is able to comfort us all. Many think that when God comforts us, our troubles should go away. But if that were always so, people would turn to God only out of a desire to be relieved of pain or any kind of affliction they are experiencing, and not out of love for the Lord. We must understand that being comforted can also mean receiving strength, encouragement, and hope to deal with our troubles. The more God allows us to suffer, the more comfort God gives us with it. Many whom God allows to go through certain affliction or pain go through a lot of questions, and doubt comes in and their hearts are getting heavy. Do not be overwhelmed, dear Christian. Allow God to comfort you in His time. Know very well what Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5:9. Knowing that the same experiences of suffering are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. Every trial you endure will help you and equip you to comfort others who are going through similar situations. Remember what Peter wrote again in 1 Peter 5:10, and after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself perfect you, confirm you, strengthen and establish you. And someone made a comment. He wrote, "We are not comforted to be comfortable, but to be comforters." God suffers and comforts all His people. And as He suffered with the early Christians, when they were persecuted, He still suffers with us in the same manner, for He is a God who never changes. He is merciful and full of compassion. Remember our title, He is the God of all comfort. The little boy went running around the yard and while running, he hurt himself. The knee is cut, and mother picks him up in her arms. And even before she gets the medication, she kisses it and says, "Yes, yes, mother knows it hurts." And the little boy says through his tears, "Mommy, it is better already." Our God enters with us into all our afflictions and pain. Is not an indifferent spectator. No, not at all. He is there to mend our wounds and comfort His people. Dear child of God, if while listening to this devotion, you're enduring pain and anguish, just remember, God is the ultimate comforter, and He will never turn His back on you. It is written in Isaiah, Chapter 63 and verse 9, "In all their afflictions, He was afflicted." If for any reason you are suffering from an ailment, persecution, ill treatment, if you are unjustly judged and ridiculed, take comfort. They did the same to your Jesus. If you are suffering for him, sharing with the saints' afflictions, you shall be sharing of their comfort too. Above all, the Lord is watching and feels for you. The Bible clearly says we have not a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all things tempted like us as we are, yet without sin. So let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and we may find the grace to help in time of need. At the empty tomb on resurrection morning, the angel was sitting there and said this wonderful words to the women who were visiting, "Tell his disciples and Peter." Remember, "tell his disciples and Peter." It's in Mark 16:7. These words changed Peter and gave him a second chance. But why Peter and Peter? Well, he was one of the disciples, but he was named by the Lord. Why single him out from among all the rest? Was he any better? No, he was, if anything, a little worse. He had denied his Lord 3 times and swore. And he was feeling very bad about it. He was cast down, heartsick, and hopeless. He was overwhelmed with despair. And Jesus knew it full well. And it was just like him to send a special word of comfort to Peter. And tell Peter. It must have cheered the apostle beyond words to be told that Christ had mentioned him especially as one to be given the news of his resurrection. And you know how Peter turned out to be. He made a great comeback. He was restored, serving Jesus, saving souls from a simple word relayed by the angel, gave Peter comfort. He gave him encouragement and another chance to serve his Savior till he was. May the Lord bless us and comfort us amid all the problems that we are facing. Amidst this pandemic and chaos, to live a life filled with a great testimony to his everlasting salvation. He is, yes, the Father of all comfort. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.